Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to ATI Car Shipping Business Channel. Thank you so much for joining us again on a Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it is time for Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. We've got Ty live in the transport parking lot. We've got a special guest, Hendrik Saar from Cart Group from Germany. And we've got Ryan, Repo Ryan in Chicago. He's also going to join us too. So thank you so much for jumping in, saying hello in the live chat. What's going on, Joe? Whether you're live or on demand, this is the Car Shipping Business Channel. We do appreciate you. What we want to ask you to do, please do leave a like. Thank you so much. You can also click share, click copy, grab the YouTube link, text it over to whether it's a carrier, a dispatcher, a broker, a dealer, someone at an auction, new cars, used cars, recovery, remarketing. We talk about all of it here on ATI. And there's John at LAI Auto Transport, this week's carrier on the move. You can be the next carrier on the move. Just send in the ATI? There it is. Go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider, let us know how we can help you. Go ahead, you can send in the news. Send it to autotransportintel@gmail.com. Go ahead, we invite you to listen to the podcast. Maybe you don't have time, we know you're busy, you've got an appointment, things are going crazy. So go ahead, you can listen to this later. Sometimes I actually listen to it on the weekend. That gives me time to unwind and connect. All right, let's do this. Let's go to Ty. It's two after. What's going on, Ty?
Hey, Jay. Hanging out at America's Auto Auction, Kansas City, Missouri, which now is part of the accelerator in the transport parking lot. There's a lot going on this week. I mean, there's a lot going on. From the perspective of, you know, I missed yesterday's show. Did you guys talk about spot buys by chance?
We didn't. Dispatching Live has gotten so full with other subtopics in dispatching, load boards, mobile apps, and other stuff. No, we didn't really talk about spot market. So go ahead. Uh-oh, what was that? Yeah? Okay, we got honking. Somebody's still honking. All right. It's the transport parking lot.
It happens. It happens in the train. We got to find the cars, and that's how we find them, right? Anyway, so you've got Ryan, Repo Ryan today. I'm really excited. I like Repo Ryan. And then I've got Hendrik all the way from Germany, right? Did you guys hear me talk about that Tuesday? This guy, Hendrik, I lost him. I should go find him. There he is. This guy, Hendrik, found us through Jay's show on YouTube, Auto Transport Intel. Guy is, get this, I've seen his pictures. I'm not kidding you. He's building these trailers that are pretty amazing, like really cool. And so he's a big trailer guy in Germany, Switzerland. Hang on, we'll get somewhere else. Here he is. I found him. There he is, Hendrik.
What's up, Hendrik?
It's Hendrik from Germany all the way to Kansas City. Yeah. So this guy... I forgot to ask you, how many actual plants do you have where you manufacture these trailers?
Total four.
Four plants?
Yeah.
Wow, let's go inside. Hey, one good sign of a great auction is when the check-in gate has classic rock playing and the whole transport parking lot can hear it. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's great. We just concluded some Aerosmith. It was good. I like it. We're going to go inside a little more quiet. I want to pick Hendrik's brain on trailers, manufacturing. He's got some great ideas, too, that we're talking about. Trying to figure things out. Oh, here we go. Come on in here, buddy. Where's our little red Corvette? How are you?
Situated. I'm hitting buttons. He's walking. We got classic rock in the auto auction parking lot.
Classic rock and Corvettes. Okay, now we're good. How's that? Here we go, Hendrik.
Yeah.
Right here, buddy. See this? Here we are. Hey, okay. So, Hendrik's from Germany. He builds car haulers.
Yes. Over 30 years.
Over 30 years?
Yeah.
30 years building car haulers, 4 different plants in how many different countries?
It's 4 different countries.
4 different countries. So what are they?
They are Turkey, Germany, Finland, and in Bulgaria.
Bulgaria. Turkey, Finland, Bulgaria. What was that?
Turkey, Finland, Bulgaria, and Germany.
Germany. Okay, got it. 4. And so you're kicking these things. You've been doing it 30 years.
Yes. 32 years.
32.
Yeah.
So you've built a brand.
Absolutely.
And did you guys know that Hendrick is an engineer? Mechanical engineer? So we were out in the transport parking lot yesterday.
Yeah.
And you were looking at some American car hauling equipment.
We'll leave names out. Want to run away.
He wants to run away. Well, the first thing that he caught that I thought, man, he really caught is, you know how I'm always in the transport parking lot and I'm always saying, you got to have some screws loose to do this. Because this guy had a deck up and here's the ground. He's underneath there putting chains on it because he's going to make, and there's nothing to catch it. If something goes wrong, he's smashed into the ground. So anyway, I was talking to Hendrick. Hendrick actually puts in safety, what would you call that?
Yeah, they are like automatic lockers.
Hydraulic
lockers.
Yeah.
I mean, guys, if you let us here in the country, then we have here the next 100 years to do something. This is for sure.
We got some time to give people a chance to live.
Yeah.
We're going to try. Hendrick's here to save lives, guys, okay? Just like us, but he's actually really saving your physical life.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, too, because you guys know me. I'm just crazy most of the time. Safety is like number 20 on my list. So riding around with this guy, safety is number 1. It's a really important thing. It's really good to know that, to be honest with you, because I've always thought, man, what if something happens? You know, I've never had it happen, but I've heard stories.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, if you like lose cars by driving them on the highway, it's going to be very dangerous for everybody. So that's
you don't want them to come off
this is not only safety, you know, that it's safety.
We've seen those videos.
We've seen the video.
Yeah.
So he's here and we're going to he's got some ideas beyond just making a better trailer that's safe. And so we've actually had some time yesterday to meet a couple. You guys know Hanny, first class here at America's Wholesale Guy. We actually had a chance to talk with him, and crazy, okay? Because Hendrick's been telling me for probably 3 hours before we meet Hanny this idea.
As a concept.
I'm like, what? What? I introduce him to Hanny. Hanny gets it in under 1 minute. So I don't know exactly. And Hendrick was doing backflips in the parking lot, and rolling around in the hydraulic fluid, and it was like, whoa! It was crazy. So anyway. We've got a lot of good things that we're working on. That's why he's here, picking our brains. We're the guys that are boots on the ground. We talk to a lot of people, and we want to see if we can make it work. And what's really been fun in the dialogue back and forth with Hendrick is how much we know based on our relationships with technology companies, auctions, car dealers, and carriers.
Yeah.
So anyway, Jay, that's what we're doing.
So I'm going to pull up, here's the Cart Group website, right?
Yeah.
CartGroup.com. I put it in the live chat, and feel free to check that out. And so what we're going to do next is we also have Repo Ryan is going to join the party. So let me get Repo Ryan in here, too. We've got, you know, how we like to roll on Tuesday. Well, it's not Tuesday. It's Friday. On Fridays, we like to have, you know, we like to put together a party if we can. And so that's what we're doing here. So and
I got some interesting takeaways. So that show Tuesday night, recap Tuesday night. Tuesday night was about location storage. Is that right?
Tuesday night, yeah. Transportation, okay. Location, logistics.
Right. So it's really interesting because Hendrick and I have been talking about, and I don't, you didn't watch Tuesday.
Yeah, Transportation.
Oh, there we go. And we just brought Ryan is just jumping the party and without a warning. So here's what we're going to do. Do me a favor, Ryan. And thank you guys for jumping in the live chat. Now, there you go. Yep, you got that. Okay, so here we go. Ryan has just joined the party. There's Jason and Ryan in Chicago. Guys, please say hello.
What's going on? Hey, Jay. Good to see you. Thanks for having us again. Hey, Ty. How are we doing today?
Hey, good. Who you got with you? Jason?
That's my buddy Jason here.
Hey, Jason. Nice to meet you. You guys going to show us your storage?
Yeah. We can show you the lot around here real quick. We'll go for a little cruise around here. Jason, put your jacket on. It's cold outside.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, we'll head outside over here. Let's say hi to my guys here in the office.
Hey, guys in the office.
Hello, man, from other office.
Hey, office guys.
Yeah, we're going outside right now. Our yard's a little jammed up. Yard's a little jammed up right now, but we'll get you.
As we go, it's always that transition from interior to exterior with the Wi-Fi, but it'll catch up.
Oh yeah, maybe I'll jump off the Wi-Fi here really quick. One second.
All right, cool, man.
All right. Oh, maybe that's better.
All right, cool.
Yeah, so we got a nice big yard that's all jammed up right now.
Holy smoke! How many you got in there?
Shit ton.
I got the answer. A pile.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of them. We can probably fit, I don't know, 150, 200 cars in here just for this lot.
Wow. Hey, so let's do a live demo. I'm going to have Hendrick ask you a bunch of questions. Is that cool?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Hendrick. Hendrick's over here drooling all over the ground. Hold on, wipe his face off. Okay.
So, hi. The question is, if you buy cars from the auction, and you let them deliver into your place. My first question is, do you have enough place to put them there down?
Do you have enough space to hold any more cars?
Do we have any space to hold enough? No, we probably don't have any extra space right now. Because we don't purchase any cars from the auction. We're a recovery agency, so we pick up all the cars that go to the auction. So we're the repo guy.
Okay.
But space is a problem. Ooh, nice. Is that a 4-car rollback?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, Chevron or which one? I can't see.
It's a Jaredan.
Jaredan, got it. Yeah. Nice. I like that. Okay, so is that one of your four car that you use to take stuff to the auction? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah. It's all loaded up and prepared to go to the auction tomorrow. I believe. Yep.
So you. Oh, go ahead. Hendrick has another question.
Is there like a chance to offer your some extra space also with the transport or like storage the cars on car haulers which you can rent from somewhere else?
Okay, let me interpret. If you had a high mount trailer parked right there where that 4-car is, say 3 of them, and you just loaded them up, would that work for space? Save you some space?
I don't know, because we're turning over cars pretty quickly on a daily basis here. So, would we have any? I don't think we would have any spare space right now. The amount of volume that we're bringing in right now is pretty good. So it's the turnover where we're keeping the revolving door going, moving the cars out.
So how often does, like on that 4-car, for example, it's loaded up with cars that are ready to go to the auction. How often does that change? Like, are those for sure going?
Oh yeah, those are for sure going there. We've already got them marked as on the way. Yeah, we've already marked them on the truck, so that way they're already technically en route. So,
what Hendrick's trying to say is, if I whipped in there and I had 2 trailers that could load up 8 cars, do you have 8 cars over there? 16 cars in that parking lot that are ready to go that are in your way?
Yes. Yeah.
So if you had 2 trailers sitting there, maybe on the street or over on the corner, and hey, those 8 are going, load them up, and when the truck gets here, we'll back up to the trailer and they'll get them out of here, and that gives you more space?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd be able to work that.
Oh, okay, cool. That way, I guess the question would be, you know enough in advance, those 16 cars are going to be going tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. We have everything that's already scheduled.
Even today. Yeah, even today.
Yeah, that would
All right. And if I could rent those trailers to you, would that be better?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean,
buying's always better, but I mean, to get started.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And that's the point that you guys need to understand. I mean, this is like, these are like yours, but with the whole package, as with the maintenance and everything, you don't need to know nothing about the trailers. The only thing what you need to know is that these are like yours. You pay for them like a monthly fee, but this includes all the maintenance and everything. And of course, those trailers itself are really very high-end.
Yeah, the high-end trailers. So you guys, but right now, okay, so for example. Yeah.
And maneuverability, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they've got the four-car rollback. I think, what did you say? You've got the actual wedge.
Two flatbeds.
Oh, that's right. So the four car, the two flatbeds, and his drivers are non CDL, right?
Well, for this truck, it's a CDLB. For the flatbeds, there's just a C class driver's license, 26,000 GVWR or less, juice brakes.
Wow. Okay. And as far as the actual, like, have you ever hit a spot where you're like, man, I don't have any more room, and I got more cars coming in? What do you do then?
We make room.
Yeah, we make room.
Here, get the forklifts, just start piling them up, right? That's awesome. And I think you guys, Ryan, you said you guys have been really busy, right?
Yeah, it's been extremely busy lately. So, I mean, I think we're on pace for the repos, we're on pace for about 700 cars this month. And
for the illegally parked, we're on the pace for 1,000.
Oh, wow. My. Illegally parked cars. 1,000 in a week?
A month.
Wow.
You're still lying. It's crazy.
Now, those cars, the people usually come and get them, right? For the most part.
Within 24 hours.
Yeah. Now, if they don't come and get them, do you move them to a different lot and then go through the process of getting a title and sell it?
No, they sit here.
Yeah, they'll sit here for a while, and we'll get what's called a COP, a certificate of purchase, which they would junk them. But I'll show you the area in which we have for that little storage area of that. So all back over there, that's all the ones that we're waiting for back there that are getting ready to go to junk back over there.
And usually, yeah. Typically 30 days, and then we transport them out to junk ourselves.
Yeah, you just take them over to the scrapyard, is that right?
Yes.
Scrap them, and they just go, you take the money and run, right?
Yep.
That's the way to do it. That's good information. I didn't know that. And it's usually a pain in the neck to try to get a salvage title, right? Like the paperwork for that's too many hoops.
It's a monthly long process, probably anywhere from 6 to 8 months, especially here in Illinois. It gets a little rough.
Yeah, yeah, because they're pretty friendly in Chicagoland.
it's on their time.
Yeah, yeah, that's interesting. Okay, well, so you had the lot. That was the lot. There's the shop. Is that the shop where you work on stuff? Are you going back in where you work?
Yeah, we're heading back into the shop right now. I got a couple of trucks that are in here just hanging out.
Nice.
I'm washing his truck, but, yeah.
Get it down to Chicago and let your car stay somewhere.
We got her.
Oh, is that 379 or? Yeah. Hendrix over here asking if he can come see you now. You're next.
Absolutely.
he was in Chicago yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
I'm trying to sell.
I'm going to find the way back.
Okay. Yeah, come back. He's starting to see how many connections we have. I can keep him running forever, just meeting people and talking to people. But that's good information right there. Yeah. So one of the things we're doing what we call market research. So if we're asking questions like, man, it doesn't make sense, it's because we're trying to figure out the right questions to ask, right? And how to communicate with a guy like Ryan, Repo Ryan, which is if you had these trailers and you're tight on space, we load them up. And, this was a topic. Power. Have you guys heard of power only? You know what that is?
No.
Yeah. Jay, you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I know what power only is. you don't hear it very often. Actually, I was talking to someone about it yesterday. Take your semi, unhitch your trailer, and then go. You move around dry vans or whatever they tell you to move. You're just in your cab at that point.
Yeah. So one of the ideas as we're kind of experimenting, exploring is Ryan, you don't really have any CDL drivers. You really don't want a semi, and you really don't even want a trailer, right? But you got these cars, and they got to go. So here's two trailers. We park them here. You load them on. We get a power unit only guy. He comes in, backs up to it, takes it where it goes, unloads it, and leaves it. And we bring you another one. It just keeps rotating. So that's kind of the idea. We're just experimenting, exploring, trying to figure out, get feedback, right? Like, oh, that's a great idea, or oh, you're stupid, or I don't understand.
That's a pretty good idea, depending on what the cost is on that.
Yeah. So that would be the trick is like, okay, if I told you I can have two trailers sitting out there for $4,000 a month that are yours whenever you need it, you'll always have them. You know, what is that? And that's what we're trying to figure out. What's that worth? What's a fair and reasonable price for that? So that's what we're going to do after the show today, is start crunching numbers.
Yeah, because once again, the target, sorry, is like this, that actually those trailers are fully from your side operated, 100%. You know exactly where they are, what they do. I mean, you don't have to wait or discuss with somebody, are you coming in an hour or tomorrow morning or whatever, or where the keys are and so on. This is yours. And if you like order the power only as a tractor, you know, again, there is actually no time needed to like check which time he's coming and pick them up because they are ready. He can come every night, pick them up, and you don't have your own cost on your drivers or your licenses on your tracks, nothing. That's the point behind it.
So you're saying you save a lot of expense,
money.
Don't have the truck, you don't have the driver, you don't have the trailer, you don't have the insurance.
No.
You're saying you take care of all that.
Absolutely.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think that sounds like a great idea. Whoa. I mean, I think a lot of people would actually be able to benefit from that. You know, I'm already thinking about other companies around me that would be able to benefit from that. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You have your own track, let's say, whatever, 1, 2, 3. And if there is a problem, it needs to be repaired. It's clear. And you have a cost. If you have a rental trailer from us, you even don't have to think about it, because there is always a trailer which runs well and it's a new one. So, and if there with this trailer is going to be a problem, you just have to make a call and say, hey, I need to get the other one because there is a problem, and you get another one.
Right. It reminds me of a dumpster. You know, with the big dumpster, it's like, it's full, guys. I need a dumpster.
Right.
There's always one right there.
Yeah.
It's kind of that idea. Yeah. In America, that's how we do dumpsters. It's kind of weird. But that's, I suppose, the idea. So that's some good feedback from you guys for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah.
We'll stay in touch, Ryan. We're tight now.
And we also, hey, we got a couple questions here, like John at Finest Towing was asking about, let me go back up in here, something about, are your trucks DOT? Do you have, like, do you travel interstate, intrastate? And because, like Rob was saying, not every repo company has auto transport availability, right?
Yeah, a lot of people don't do this, you know, transport their own cars. But I mean, that's, like I said, with us, that's, you know, we try to get, like I told you on the last show, the repossession is the opportunity to make money. So if this is another route we can use to get some revenue in, then we'll do that. We'll get you out of the garage here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the production value of the activity. So that's pretty sweet. No, but that's what impressed me, and I put it in the live chat, is that, you'll see it right there, and I put in the Automotive Trade Show's link, is that we met at a trade show. If we hadn't been there, we would have never met.
Absolutely.
And that's, it's amazing, and so, and that's where, because you got my attention when you said you actually transport vehicles. I don't hear that all the time. That interests me a lot.
Yeah. And speaking of Auto Intel Summit, I think that's the next one we're going to be pulling out to, or NADA.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, that's good. So NADA, that's in March. That's in Vegas. And you're going to Auto Intel Summit in Raleigh, North Carolina in April.
Yep. We in Vegas. That'll be my birthday down there, so we'll have some fun.
Yoo-hoo.
Yeah.
All right.
If I can get Hendrick to go with us.
Yeah, there we go.
Dude.
NADA? Yeah, why not?
We might get Hendrick to meet us there, too. We'll see. So back to the location. So one of the other thoughts is, okay, if we're tight on space, we fill up the trailers, then maybe we have another facility for actual putting cars. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, if there is a lack of space, let's say we can store them somewhere else and they are just accessible for any time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... And so as I've gotten to hang out with this guy, I start hearing stories about how they do it in Germany, how they do it in Sweden. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is America. We don't do that. And it's been kind of, but I'm learning that there's a lot of things that I think that aren't right anymore. For example, load boards and different things like that. I'm like, man, people do that. So I don't know how it actually works, but the way I think I understand it is when, you know, they're heavily populated areas have a problem with the space.
The whole Europe is heavily populated.
The whole Europe. Did you guys know that in Europe you don't drive to the used car lot to buy the car?
No.
Did you know that?
I did not.
Okay. They don't have the used car lot.
Yeah, we have, but they are so small. I mean, they are always somewhere in the city areas. You have sitting there, let's say, maybe 10 cars max. So, but you own actually maybe 200 or 300. So, and then people just look them like up online. They want to buy them. They buy them online and then come guys like we and just pick them up and bring them home.
But they drive no crap.
Yeah. So when I hear that, I think, okay, what did we learn from 2020 to 2021? What did we learn? You can't go anywhere and do anything anymore. You have to do it all online. I mean, that was the huge push. They were shoving that crap down our throat every day. You can't go anywhere. You got to do it online because of COVID. I'm so scared. I mean, transport.
Wear a mask. If you wear a mask, you're fine.
Yeah. All right. But,
whoops. No, but it's funny though because we're all trapped in the same dimensional whatever, right? What are we supposed to do again? So, and the reason I point this out because it has to do with business is Rob put it in the live chat. COVID really changed the market for the repossession industry. That's why I got more busy with transportation. You guys seeing that, right? Ryan and Jason, are you seeing the effects of the transformers, as we like to call them?
Yeah. Well, like I said, that's the whole reason that we actually got into transport was because of COVID. I had a whole bunch of trucks that were sitting around not doing anything, so we had to put them to work. And this is where we, this is where we kind of expanded the business and, you know, just made it part of what we do now. So, it was, like I said, it was built necessity.
Ryan, I thought about you Wednesday and Thursday this week. And the reason I thought about you is because you seem like a good people guy, a good hustler guy. And I heard you mention something about going into a dealership and asking something. But I'm telling you, with your kind of hustle, if you start hanging around these car dealers, your actual transport business is going to do this.
Yep. We've already got some plans in place to help expand what we've already got going on. So we're working, we're working a different piece right now. We're just making it. Like I said, I want to take care of everything in my lot first because I need to make sure my lot's empty. And then once my lot's cleared out, then we can start working on the additional transports that are going on. I mean, I was just looking at the load board a little bit ago, and I got a whole bunch of stuff that's over at the Odessa auction over here that needs to get over here to the O'Hare Airport for all the rental car places. So it's like we can start keeping the trucks moving and turning and burning. And
Dude, we come very soon.
Yeah, we'll come and see you. I'll have Hendrick throw me in the bus and we'll head up there and hang out with you guys. But I did think about you a lot after that Tuesday night show. I don't think you even have a clue what kind of huge opportunity you're sitting on in the growth, but it's huge. I mean, it really is. And I'm really excited to see where you go. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's really cool. We're in our baby stage of this portion of the business. So working with you guys and having everyone here on the show, you know, being able to see where this goes, it's gonna be a fun journey for all of us.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
And I was gonna
say, I know you guys got
I was just going to say, when the lot is empty, let's go ahead and, so when the lot is empty, let's go ahead and put that on a sticky, and let's just put that in the back somewhere, because I don't know if your lot's ever going to be empty.
Probably not.
We're working on it.
But that's a good problem. That's what they say. It's a good problem to have, right?
Absolutely.
You're going to need another lot, is what I think.
That or a second deck.
Right?
Two
oh,
decker,
yeah.
Double
go
decker.
Up. Yeah, go vertical, man.
Or get a cart.
Go underground.
Right. Get a cart.
Yeah.
He's got some really cool equipment. We'll try to hook you up sometime and show it to you.
Yeah.
But anyway, I know you guys got plenty to do. We don't want to hold you down.
And I just want to say, here's the site. Go to northwestrecovery.com. Put that in the live chat. Northwestrecovery.com. Hey, what's up? It's Daga. And yeah, here's the guys are here. Ryan and Jason, you'll find them on the website. You'll find the services, call and tow, parking patrol, digital parking pass, on-site relocation, and more. The contact info is up there as well. Anything to add to that, Ryan and Jason?
No, not really.
I mean, you nailed it right on the head there. I mean, we're here for the residents. You know, our motto for that portion of the company is residents first. So we're always here to take care of them and make sure that they're taken care of. And, you know, just providing the services we can, make sure that everyone's got the adequate parking within their own lot.
And when everything goes right, you're welcome to go ahead and high five them right there on the pavement. join the party. All right, cool. And then, of course, there's cartgroup.com. Go to cartgroup.com. That is that's Hendrick's site. Lots of information up here, trailers, etc.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking into that. That looks like a really, really cool idea that's going on there. So we were already just talking about it outside. I think we already got a spot set up for those trailers. If we can load those cars up, just have it so that done good to go, that might be a good idea.
Got the wheels are turning. That's awesome.
It's live demo.
Yeah.
That's how we do it around here.
That's how we do it.
We just do it live. Let me see who I got behind us here. Hey, you guys work here?
Yes, sir.
What do you guys do? You guys the guys that go find the fleet cars?
Fleet car finders.
Yeah, that's a hard job right there. That's the crazy job. I wouldn't want your job.
Why not?
How do you find them? You got to use that Cognosis? Does it work most of the time?
No, about
80%. Sure, it cuts down on time. Vehicle tracking, right? Vehicle tracking. Do you have any in your lot? It's all by eyesight, knowing where they're at, right? Or honking the horn. But as your lot gets, when you move to a 2,000 car lot, right? Now you need vehicle tracking, and that's something that comes up a lot. So it's interesting stuff.
Yeah, we talked about that. I'll show it to you in a minute.
Talk about it.
Okay, I think we're good.
Yeah, we're.
I think we made a home run deal with Ryan, Repo
this
Ryan.
This was a great
Hendrick.
Friday show, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, it was good.
Thanks for having us.
Ryan, we'll be in touch, buddy.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Jason,
time.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, man. Good weekend.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Stay warm.
Yep.
Hey, Jake, give me a call if you would later.
Yeah, I'll call you later. Yo, we got a meeting actually soon, but yeah, keep doing your stuff. I think we have a 1 o'clock.
All right, thank you.
Okay, right. Take care, everybody.
Okay,
and
bye.
Thank you guys so much for joining in the live chat. We sure do appreciate it. Hey, happy Friday, Joe, a car shipper. Listen, this was fun. And I tell you, I don't know what happened, but we spiked on views. I don't know what it is, but... Yeah, we spiked up to like 200 or 300. Man, that never happens. And as soon as I say it, everybody's going to run. But listen, if it's your first time here, thank you so much for tuning in to ATI, the Car Shipping Business Channel. Find us on YouTube, Auto Transport Intel. And I put some links in the live chat. You can check out the podcast. Check out our guest links. Let us know if you want to be a part of the show. Send in the news, autotransportintel@gmail.com. We go live 4 times a week. Tuesday night's live, and then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are all noon shows. We got DOT compliance, dispatching live, and cars on the move. Tuesday night, we're going to have finished vehicle logistics spot market. That's going to be an awesome show. We're going to have a great feature presentation with Joe Bricari, and then Tim Bartz, hashtag Ford Video Guy, Tim Skatalis of Max Digital will join us in the live panel for a discussion. So we'll see you Tuesday night. Guys, thank you so much. The rates are back. You heard it here first. Thanks, Devin. Everybody stay warm. It's going to be a bit of a cold weekend. We've got snow coming up into the Northeast. And the jet streams and the whatnot, I don't know, I'm guessing, because I work in automotive. But I have watched the weather, as we all do. Guys, stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody.